Well, thanks everybody for joining us. Jody, can you hear me? And are we good there, Joan?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Okay. So I pulled three dragon cards, two of them yesterday, and I just pulled another one this morning. So, and the one I pulled this morning is the orange dragon. Brings soul families and communities together. Spread belonging, warmth, and oneness. Bring people everywhere together. I just thought that was really cool that I pulled that out because we are a community. And I'll get into that part later. Yesterday, the ones I pulled were the Emerald Dragon. Brings in healing and cosmic abundance. Good fortune is coming. Let your thoughts support your divine perfection. Align with your fifth dimensional blueprint. And the Dark Blue Galactic Dragon. Helps you listen to the voice of the universe. Ignite the codes of your master blueprint. Access cosmic wisdom and inner higher service. So it's really amazing when you pull these cards what you get, because I just thought those were perfect. So Jody and I are going to start off with what we do every day, and that's the code. And so as we do this, just feel it along with us, and then we're going to do some gratitude, and then we're going to ask you what you're grateful for. So Jody, you're up.
Okay, first intent. This is the intender's code. And Cliff and I have been doing this for, I guess, 9 years. Maybe even
or
10.
More.
Or more. Time flying. Okay, first intent, support life. I refrain from opposing or harming anyone. I allow others to have their own experience. I see life in all things and honor it as if it were my own. I support life.
Second intent, seek truth. I follow my inner compass and discard any beliefs that are no longer serving me. I go to the source. I seek truth.
Third intent, set your course. I begin the creative process by giving direction to my life. I set my course.
The fourth intent, simplify. I let go so there is room for something better to come in. I intend that I am guided, guarded, protected, provided for, and lined up with the highest good at all times. I trust and remain open to receive from both expected and unexpected sources. I simplify.
Fifth intent, stay positive. I see good, say good, do good. I accept the gifts from all of my experiences. I am living in grace and gratitude. I stay positive.
Positively.
Positively.
Sixth intent, synchronize. After intending and surrendering, I take action by following the opportunities that are presented to me. I am in the flow where great mystery and miracles abide, showing my desires and doing what I came here to do. I synchronize.
Seventh intent, serve others. I practice love in action. I always have enough to share and enough to spare. I am available to help those who need it. I serve others.
The eighth intent, shine your light. I am a magnificent being, awakening my highest potential. I express myself with joy, smiling easily, and laughing often. I shine my light.
Ninth intent, share your vision. I create my ideal world by envisioning it and telling others about it. I share my vision.
The tenth intent, synergize, and this is what we are. I see humanity as one. I enjoy gathering with lighthearted people regularly. When we come together, we set the stage for great oneness to reveal itself. We synergize. And when I say that one, I think of this group. I think of Feeding the Divine, because that's what we do. And I'm so I'm really grateful for being a part of this, for being a part of it for the last however many years we've been doing it. I started with Jim in 08, and here we are. Yeah, I'm grateful for my garden and the beauty I have all around me, and the roses that you've seen on Gridmaster's page, and that's good enough for now. Jody, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for good friends. I'm grateful for my life, my dog, just the life I've created. Oh, I love my dog.
She was washing her dog yesterday after it had gone and rolled in something really smelly.
Nasty. Oh, God. But that's the joy. I mean, it's like, what else would I be doing but washing my dog? So that's my gratitude. That's my happy place. And my sweetheart, I am so blessed. I am just so blessed. And this family and the ability to focus that gives direction to my life. And that good feeling that I know is transmuting every day. So you guys want to join in, star 6 and then star 6 again? What are you grateful for? Don't make me call on you. And know who's here.
Oh, this is Sharka. Hi, I am.
Hey, Sharka.
I'm really grateful for everything you guys said, but also for me being able to change through this study where I am now. I realized that I have no fear, and that's something very, very unusual for me. In a crisis like now, I know in the past I would be very fearful for my, you know, for others and for myself also. And I don't feel any fear. I feel love and I feel gratitude. That's about it. Thank you.
That's very cool. Thank you.
This is Beth. One of the things I'm really grateful for is being able to walk and play with the elementals. Where I live, we have magic forests and a tradition of the elementals, fairies, the gnomes, the dragons. We have dragon lines. And I walk every day, even now. I can get out to the forest, and I walk once or twice a day there and interact with those beings. And it is just, it makes me feel very expansive and that we're just connecting throughout the world. So that's one of the great things I'm thankful for.
Hello.
Hey, Joe. Hi, everybody. Whoever that is, go ahead. I'll wait.
Thank you, Joe. This is Valley. And I want to say how grateful I am for this opportunity of being in service to the universe and humanity. When I started in 2000, I didn't know I was going to go this direction or this far, but I am so grateful to be here. And on the earth plane, I am grateful for my perfect health and my perfect body that God has graced me with and all the new opportunities that are coming for me, that are manifesting as I think.
Awesome.
And I love you all.
Thank you. Joe?
So I have a gratitude list a mile long because I make a point. I'm like you all. It's important to focus on gratitude because there was a time
it
when
is.
I couldn't. You know, there was a time before I got in any kind of personal growth at all, and all I could focus on was everything that was wrong with you, me, the world, and boy, you talk about a miserable existence. And fortunately, I learned, you know, that whatever you focus on gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I learned about writing a gratitude list. So that was a life-changing moment right there. But and so I make a habit of running that through my head all the time. But I think the above everything else right now, what I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for Joan and these great light beings that are working with us and bringing us these directions and the codes and the energetics, you know, to lift us up, you know, higher and higher in vibration. It's just phenomenal. And revealing the truth to us because, you know, again, you know, we were wandering around kind of blindly, you know, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, you know. Now we're pretty darn clear on what it is. I'm just really, really grateful to have the direction, the guidance, the assistance, and, of course, all of you all. It's just, wow, I'm blessed. Thank you, all of you, so much.
Thank you, Joe. I love you.
I love you, too.
Hi, guys. This is Linda.
Hey, Linda.
I too, have a list a mile long. And I go through it every morning on my walk with my dear dog, who has forced me to know all of my neighbors and really enjoy them now. But I am most grateful for having been chosen to be one of the forerunners, along with this whole entire group, to step forth and, I don't want to call it hard work because it's not, but step forward first so that the people coming behind us have an easier way to do it, just like the people that were in front of us made it easier for us. But I'm also grateful to have so much wisdom and knowledge about what's going on right now, so I don't have to, like, freak out. Like, I can just go with it. And the biggest thing that I'm happy about and thrilled about is summer is right here. I can just about touch it. And that means swim season opens and, you know, I've gotten in touch with my creativity again, which I had shut down for so long. And I mean, like, child creativity, just joy and fun and being a child again. And I'm so grateful for that because it had been so many years. And I've always been like an adult child. But I kind of put it aside and said, you know, you're too old for that. And you know what? No, that's so not true. So, but I am grateful for each and every one of you because it just makes my awakening so much more easy and clear. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Linda. You know, this is because now we have to be the beings that we always intended. This isn't practice anymore. This is holding the energy while we go through and birth the golden age. So thank you for that.
And I've always seen, on another note, I've always seen your inner child. I can imagine that if you're saying you're going to let that out, it's like, holy cow, world, look out. Here she comes.
Seriously, it's true. I cannot argue. It's like I'm over the top. And right now it's just fun to do it, you know, and I'll see where it takes me. But I feel like I'm helping with a couple of my friends who, you know, of course, Spirit has brought us all together. We're setting a grid for joy, for, you know, wondrous abandonment. It's like the shackles are off and, like, we're in a bouncy house, so bounce away. But thank you for saying that because I thought that I've kept that way under wraps.
So maybe to the outside world, but I could see it.
Okay, thanks.
I could see it. That's one of the things I really enjoy about this group is that we let our guard down from I'm speaking personally, we just put ourselves out there. Good, bad, right, wrong, you know, fifth dimensional space doesn't have that. So we're just ourselves. And I really, really value that. You know, when I dip into an energy that I know I don't resonate with anymore, but I still get jerked back into it, you know, I don't have any qualms about throwing it out there to the group going, God, I just went there again. You know, and I think that is, for me, such a blessing to be able to just be human and be vulnerable, and I'm not going to be beaten up and or shamed or, you know, any of that. I'm still going to be me at the end of the day, and it feels so good. I think that is some of the stuff that we're putting out there in these templates, the element of love. You know, it's not just about forgiveness or the work, you know, and the tools. It's about really being that. So another gratitude. So did somebody else want to come in and share gratitude, or shall we move on?
This is Leanne. And,
hey, Leanne.
Hi. It's nice to hear everybody. I'm grateful for this group and for the I just figured out that I started with Jim in 1998, so it's been 22 years. And
wow.
How incredibly blessed I've been on this journey, and that Spirit has always led me where I needed to be. And all of you help contribute. I know I don't say a whole lot generally, but I'm really grateful for the skill set I have. I've been making masks, a lot of them, and when I'm sewing each mask, I infuse the golden light in them, and the three words I use when I'm sewing those masks is health, well-being, and ease. And I've given them to one of Don's daughters works in a CPA firm, and they needed quite a few of them for their employees. And so they wanted to know how much I charge. And I said, well, if you'll make a donation to Feeding America or the local food bank, then that will be good enough. And I'll just sew these up for you. And I make them as a three-point mask, so they close over the nose, and then I have an insert where you can put an additional filter in and that kind of stuff. And I heard back from Kim that the whole mood, because it is kind of tax season still, they still, even though it got extended until August, they still have a lot of clients and stuff. And she said the whole mood of the office had shifted, and people were laughing, and they were happier, she said, if you can believe that, during tax season. And I just went, well, thanks for the validation that when people wear the mask, they can embrace those feelings and be not so wound up. So I'm really grateful for that. And I'm grateful for my husband, who has been so amazing during all of this. The last 18 months have been very difficult, and that my mom was very ill, and because of her personality disorder was really fighting making her transition. And so she was just, it was, I have never, I, it was such a privilege to hold that space for her, even though she was so angry every second of it. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to give in to your anger. I'm not going to argue with you. I am just going to hold this space for you. And she passed in February the 17th. And I haven't, there's just such a peace about it all. And so I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that she made her transition her way. And that's it.
Thank you for sharing that. It is wonderful to hear. It isn't about being right or wrong anymore. It's just about being. It's so cool to hear that. That was awesome. Thank you.
I tried to show her there was an easier way and there was a gold light right behind her, but she wasn't having it.
Well, there are people that are miserably happy, and you have to just allow that, too.
And there are some that are just miserably miserable.
I see them all the time. And, yeah, it is about being. Because we, you know, in all of this, holding these templates in the stability is what this call is all about, what our calling, what our project is. So all of these different, I'd like to set the intention for the call. And then I would like to hear, Cliff and I were discussing, what do we want to do on the call? And I would like to hear people's experience of how they've been holding these templates, you know, because we all have life. And it's about how did we do life, holding the templates, sharing what we know. Some of us, like Leanne, has been working 22 years for this moment. You know, what does this moment look like? You know, and like I still see Linda standing on a cliff waiting for a wave to blast her. And just giggling, you know, and you know, and then my connection with Leanne, the last time we actually shared some time, we were jumping in the water chasing dolphins in Hawaii. You know, these are life things, and I'm so grateful to be able to, and Joan was there, you know, I mean, people were all, this is my life. What does your life look like in the space that we have worked so hard all these years? And yeah, it is work. It is work. It's a constant pushing our comfort zone and maybe challenging old belief systems, because we tend to follow our parents' footsteps into that abyss. And Leanne, I know that a lot of the triggers are because you and your mother share, like my mother and I share, those energies. So my first thing is to argue with my mom. For those that were in Hawaii, you met her. You probably understand. But this is what formed us that we're climbing out of, that we've climbed out of for the last 20 years or in our spiritual growth. And we are having to deal with them in crisis, where we might not have to deal with them, you know, with the world being in crisis, or our neighbors or our friends or, you know, all of this. So what I'd like to do is set, Cliff, if you're okay with that, shall we set the intention?
Go ahead.
Okay. This is from Gabriel's, and I from his channeling on our first call, and I just kind of jotted it down so that it is a powerful template and intention. And it is, the intention is to come together in the crucible of light as creator beings, expressions of divine light, with the purpose and intent to precisely transmit the fifth dimensional light template in stability and in its integrity, bringing forth the creative element of love to be present on Earth at this time for the creation of a fuller expression of a Christed planet. All humans, all members on this planet, we transmit this element for your creative process. Oh, that feels so good. So that's our intention for these calls and for this service work. And to wake up every morning setting that energy and then taking this energetic template, the fifth element, the element of love, the fifth light template, into the fifth dimensional space, anchoring it in stability. And it looks different for everybody. So I'm going to start with one of my awarenesses and how to stabilize it. And the other thing I'd like to mention is that if you're having difficulty stabilizing that, and you need to just speak to that too. We all have tools. So if you're struggling with that at this point, let it be known. We're all here to help each other. Just because we falter at times doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with us. That's old paradigm. It just means that we get to reach out and to be brought back to that place. Simply. So, actually, no, I'm not going to start. Cliff, you want to start, or somebody else want to jump in? I think Leanne actually started.
Well, when I get knocked out, I usually can realize it pretty quickly lately, and I just pull myself back and like today. I'm really grateful that we did gratitude because being in this crucible with all of you, I just have all this joy inside me right now. I'm really happy when I'm doing this work.
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Hey, Rosemary.
Hey there, everyone. I would just like to share first the gratitude part. As everyone was sharing, I think the opportunity to be in this group, in this space and time, I feel immense gratitude for everyone and for just this opportunity to transform. It's almost beyond our imagination how great that is, and so I'm very grateful for that. And I'd like to say in these times I'm feeling very peaceful, very much at ease. I do notice that when I get knocked out of that space, it's generally from internet. I don't watch TV, but from too much time on the internet, it's almost like the chatter of that whole internet space enters. And when I get off it, I hear all this noise in my head. The tools that I use basically are breathing. I use the rose. I use different tools, the Katumi's prayer. I am light. I find that very helpful to bring it into my physical body. And once you bring that light back into your cells, it kind of like my mind goes back to peace. So that's my experience, and that's what I thought I'd share. And thank you for this opportunity.
Well, thank you.
Hello, this is Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
For me, for the, I want to say stabilization, in my studies with Donna Eden, you have a whole set of what's called radiant circuits. It's the ones that keep that happiness flowing. It's the ones that when we feel like we've just got off the call or we've been at conference where we feel like every cell in our body is lighting up, there are reset buttons on the circuits, and there's geometries that you can draw in the air around your body to reset them. So it's kind of like having a balloon around you and something pops your bubble and you know where the button is to reinflate. And I'm willing to share those along the line here because it's so simple. And it's kind of like getting dressed in the morning. You just turn everything on, just like you turn your, you know, certain meridian circuits on so you have the physical energy. You can put some of these on so that your radiance stays up at the volume that you want. I know I'm very grateful for having the ability to hold the energy of love at a much greater flow. And though you wanted to do that before, that the earth wasn't ready, and now with some of the things that have occurred and with our group, we can bring that through where when we started our studies and some of this wasn't possible back at that, you know, at that point of creation. So working with that energy of love is what I came here to do. So it's just real rewarding now that that can be done. And then finding those easy stabilization points that we have in our bodies as reset buttons. I was telling my granddaughters, it's like getting up in the morning. There's an on button for the coffee pot. There's an on button for the light switch. There's an on button for a lot of things, but we forget to turn our own on buttons on and or dial them up to a higher level. You might have kind of like a dimmer light. You might have turned them down to go to sleep or woke up with them turned down or get some of them flipped from, like you say, hearing all the stuff from the internet or whatever. You can change it. Like go and turn the thermostat up on the furnace because you're cold. You don't have to stay cold. You just have to be aware that you want different or that you're not satisfied where it is. So
My brain keeps going into, yes, I'd love the thought of turning myself on. I realized how silly it sounded.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
My granddaughter, who's 30, kept saying, you know, there's something wrong with this picture, Grandma. You have more energy than we do. And I'm going, well, yeah, you can too, you know. Here's some of the things you can do. It's not that difficult. But like anything, if you're in the dark room and you don't turn the light switch on, it's just not magically going to turn on in itself. You have to do the job to create your world the way that you want it. It's not going to be done, you know, in many cases for you.
And if you don't know where it's at, you know, anybody can push a button, but if you don't know where it's at, it sounds like
exactly. That's
a secret, and I'd love to know more about that.
And I'm just real aware of that because I just shifted living space. And, you know, if you live in the same place all the time, you know, you go for the left, you know the light switch is there, and then you go live somewhere else, and it's like, that it ain't there.
Well,
you have to kind of do a laying down of a new pattern in the brain because that's what was, and now you opted for something, an upgrade, and now you have to, you know, reconfigure your brain to the new upgrade. So I'm constantly laughing at myself in the last month here up at my new RV where nothing is where it used to be. You know, it's like being in the house. If you've ever done this, get up in the night and you go to the bedroom when you really want to try to go to the bathroom, it's not where it used to be because you're in a different place. I always had that problem in hotel rooms. You know, it's like, where am I? You know, where's the logistics of everything? And
I think that's a representation of the entire world right now. It's like,
yeah.
You know, they keep calling it the new norm. It's like, okay, the old one wasn't all that, you know. It's like, so if you could share that with us quickly, that would be cool. If it's a longer process, maybe we, I don't know, you tell me.
It's a longer process, but the easiest and first one, that's the easiest, is start from your forehead and draw yourself a heart down around your face, down your jawbone, down your neck to your heart. And then from that point, draw a heart around your bust line, down your rib cage to your root chakra. And do that 2 or 3 times. And it's amazing how quickly, all of a sudden, it is so much easier to radiate that energy of love.
Beautiful.
And there's 8 circuits. They all have diagrams. Can't do that on a quick call, but I can get this information and share it to you. Get it to somebody who can put it out there, since I'm not the electronic person on that stuff. But more than willing to share.
But if we can join you together with somebody who's good about posting stuff, that would be an awesome addition to the Gridmasters. If you guys all agree, that would be awesome.
I've got the drawings. It's like having the meridians. And I will send everybody to Donna Eden's Energy Medicine in her 10th edition book, because she has a lot of this written out. I don't need to rewrite the book, especially a couple of them about calming down the triple warmer meridian, which is the one that is either the one who drives survival, the stress mechanism, or it's a radiant circuit. But if you're in that fear and you've got it pointed towards survival, then it's not radiating. It's like forward or reverse. You've got 2 gears there on the triple warmer, and you want it to be in radiance. But it can't if you've got it pointed toward the survival mechanism. But you can calm it down and know that we, in most cases, do not have a real-life tiger chasing us. We have a bunch of these paper tigers that are stressors, and you are okay, but don't get pulled into the storm. Stay in your peace and let them come to you. And if that one's so simple, you can do it. That one I can tell you over the phone. It's from your eye. You go over your ear like your glasses would, down your neck, across your shoulder, down the outside of the arm to your ring finger, and pull your ring finger. And do it on both sides. Do it about 3 times. And again, you'll watch your stress just like you just notched it down. And if you need more than that, and you can do it umpteen times a day. If you go out there and you're off to Walmart and you come back kind of tired and feathered, you know, run that to get yourself out of what everybody threw at you that they're trying to get you to dance with, and then do your roses of not only clearing your attention points, but don't forget to do the other side of clearing the attention points on you. Do both
Good
sides
reminder.
Of the rose. And because I'm just in happy land here. I'm up at my RV. I haven't even left the turf for a month. I have another, they extended the stay at home. Okay, fine, I have the opportunity. I'll stay another month. So I'm sitting with my crystals and all these goodies and having a good time.
And it is about perception.
In my fifth dimensional, you know, this is my version of a fifth dimensional world. And we might even get water tomorrow. That'll be nice. Otherwise, we've been having to bring water, you know. But, you know, it's how you want to, you know, work with it. The other day I bumped all in, brought all the bump-ins in because we had snow, you know. It was only for a day. And then today we've got sunshine and beautiful weather.
Yeah.
In northern Wisconsin.
What snow?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was. Smart
yeah,
Alec.
The Arizona man. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
he's from Arizona.
They have to go find it if they want to ski. They don't know what it's like to say, maybe I have the shovel by the door in the morning. They laughed at me when I came up to camp with my shovel. I said, it's April in Wisconsin. If you think we have ever gotten through April without snow, not anything in my memory, and I'm 70, so we'll have it somewhere. So we had our snow week, and we're all done.
Perfect.
So it's wonderful to work with all of you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I will gather this stuff up for you.
Likewise.
Thank you.
excuse me. Hi, this is Margaret. I just want to say thank you to everybody that shared today. It's just been awesome, and that is something that I am so thankful for. I'm in such gratitude for all of us masters that can help each other and give this knowledge so we increase everyone's information base. And thank you, Cliff and Jody, for doing this call today. This is terrific. We need this. And it has been really helpful to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm just
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, I would love to share that I'm grateful for days off to not be working. I'm grateful for having time to rest. And I would love to have one of Leanne's masks in my accounting office. And I wasn't real thrilled that tax season got extended, to be honest. I would rather have it ended when it was supposed to. But I'm really grateful for the uplifting energy of our group, and for being reminded of all the things that I can do to help take care of myself when life is really busy. And I'm really grateful for what you shared, Charlotte, in reminding us to turn back to Donna Eden's material and to review and to implement some of those wonderful things. So thank you all for being here today.
You know, in this time, you guys interrupt me when you come in, and please share. But in these times, I think of some of the simplistic things, like pivoting, going to neutral, changing our perspective is huge, and opening up, you know, part of that fifth element of love. What is that in our space? How do we use it? You know, because sharing it and opening up and bringing it out and walking in public and knowing, you know, like Avatar, you know, where you move and you step on the land and it echoes out. You know, that's only one part of what I see that we are doing in this game. The other game called life, the other part of it is embodying it and using it. So yes, it's moving through us, and we have, you know, like to hold your attention on being open to keep receiving the information, receiving from Andromeda. You know, if you remember sitting at the conference last year, sitting in, or any of the years actually, but sitting in that space and absorbing the information, knowing that it's going through you and into the earth. But how do we use it in the interim? You know, how do we consciously benefit? And one of those things, of course, is perception. And I was laughing this morning because again, I'll use the example of my mother. And she reminded me, she was thinking about when we were in Italy, and she woke up one morning and was just horrified and started packing because, you know, here we are a month in Italy on this organic farm, and she's freaking out and starting to pack because she could not handle the thought that they were slaughtering pigs up the road, and she was just, she couldn't handle it, so she was packing to leave because she kept hearing these squeaks and this blood-curdling sound of these pigs, and in her mind it was horrific. And I had just been on a walk that morning, and I took video of the same thing that she was freaking out of, but I was enjoying the daylights out of it because what the reality was is that this group of pigs, I was feeding them, and they were squawking and creating because we had a peach tree, and it just dropped everything. And I gathered it all up, and I ran down the road because there were pigs. And I was feeding them, and they all came running to the fence, and they were fighting each other to get to the food. And they were like in heaven eating and making all this noise. And so the perception in her reality is what she told herself was taking place. And she was ready to leave because it was this horrible thing. And I was over there, you know, so the reality of two worlds clashing together. So it really brought it to my attention on the strength of how our perception tells us what our reality is. And we could change it. It doesn't have to be a physical thing. We could change it anytime we want. And what do you choose? So, you know, I just, we were laughing about it this morning because we are at odds in what is actually happening out in the world. But she is in New York City, hasn't left her place for 3 months. And, you know, I mean, it's like, okay, you know, what is our reality? What do we choose? How do we perceive? And then the second part is, how do we perceive it? So.
Wow, thank you, Jody. I feel very strongly that that's true, but it's been a long time since someone painted a picture like that, and I could see it again really clearly, that it is absolutely true that your thoughts do literally create your reality. I've known that for God since the 80s, I think, but the reality is that, you know, you remember, you forget, you remember, you forget, and then you have an experience where it's right in front of you and you cannot miss it if you tried. But thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Jody, we're supposed to do a meditation along in here somewhere. Would you like to start it?
Yes, I would. And actually, Joan, did you? I'm not sure if these calls are you a participant? Are you a channel?
Well, I'm a participant, and I don't feel
okay.
Like at this point that a channeling is necessary, but
okay, yeah, that's perfect.
I will say, keep in mind that Easter call set a template in that fourth dimension of the element of love, an iteration of that. So when you, as individuals who can hold that fifth dimension stably and are knocked out of that for whatever reason that you have chosen, that element that is now has a specific purpose in that fourth dimension, if you will allow it, will bring you immediately back into that fifth dimensional consciousness. So if you plant that awareness in your mind So you aren't judging yourself harshly by saying, oh, well, here I go again, knowing that you'll be righted immediately because of the placement of that particular iteration of the element of love, that dispensation that was given to humanity because we needed it now. So that's why it's so important for this group now to do this, these meditations, six of them, so that we hold it stably. And those who are traveling through fourth dimension will do so much more quickly. The benefit of what we are doing here is a group, a powerful group, holding that element and the stability of that fifth-dimensional light template that wasn't really available to 2016 when the time lock was released. So, you know, meeting in purpose and direction and meditating for 15 or 20 minutes can have unbelievable effects on the collective consciousness.
Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah, that really resonated. As you said that, I got goosebumps all over my body.
So I didn't mean to get on my little podium to teach, but I just had to remind everyone of that because I think that our intention in our gathering is so valuable. And as we enter into that meditative space, I think it really will help us transmit that extremely powerfully.
Absolutely. And I'm sitting here, I just projected myself back to that call in my mind. It's like I don't want to say anything else. I just want to be in that. But, of course, we're leaving this call. So thank you. This is an incredible time. That dispensation was huge. And it's, as a, you know, we look out and we see the world, because we're here, we're living in it. And it is such an honor to hold that space. It is such an honor to be called to do that. To have a group to work with that assists in doing that. And so, again, just heartfelt thank you, everybody, for being a part of my life and to allow me to be a part of the group as well. It's beautiful. So let's take a couple deep breaths. Let's breathe in love. Breathe out light. Shoot yourself. Thank you. Breathe in light. Breathe out love. And really feel yourself centering. Most of us live here. Just acknowledge that this feels comfortable. This feels stable. Let's sit here for a minute. Everybody has their own developed practice. of getting into that space. Now see yourself in your light body expression, in beauty and in radiance. The fullness. Just really embody your light body. Feel the new clothes that we've put on, the garments. Begin to transmit the fifth dimensional light template and the element of love. Begin by transmitting it through your third eye, the eye of Horus. Open your crown. Begin to transmit it through your crown. Most importantly, feel it in your physical body. Feel it in every cell. Feel it radiating with this divine light. Feel the fifth element of love. Feel it radiate. Feel the fifth light template. Just allow it to unpack. Allow it to radiate. Just transmit it out around us. Feel it generating out from your body into your room. Now feel it to your whole house. Feel it in the neighborhood. Feel it to the county. Radiate it out to your whole state. And let it flow into the whole country. Now radiate it to the entire continent. Now feel it entering into the water and radiating through to the entire world. And for those who's guided through to the galaxy, as we radiate our light, I'm going to leave it out there, but I'm going to bring myself back now that I have attention points everywhere outside of me. I'm going to bring myself back into the earth, from the earth to the water, crossing back to the continent. To my country, to my state, to my county, my neighborhood, my house, and back to my room. It is an honor to share this energy and to hold it very stable. And I'm going to let us all sit here in this energy as long as you wish. And I love you all. Blessings.